Born June 7, 1965, this semi-retired professional wrestler, author, comedian, actor, voice actor, and former color commentator has done it all. He's worked for many wrestling promotions, including WWE, WCW, ECW, TNA, and is known worldwide as the Hardcore Legend. He's wrestled both under his real name and various personas, including Dude Love, Cactus Jack, and Mankind. He is a four-time world champion, an 11-time tag team champion, the first WWF Hardcore champion, and a TNA Legends champion, proving that wrestling the way he has didn't kill every brain cell. He's also a multiple-time New York Times best-selling autobiographer, the subject of the wrestling documentaries Beyond the Mat and Bloodstained Memoirs. He was inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame on Saturday. Tonight, he brings his one-man spoken word, and possibly some barbed wire, to stand up live. Please welcome to the Twin Peaks Restaurant Studios, the one and only, Mick Foley.
Did I cover everything? Did I get everything for you? Cover
everything. One thing I'll take a little issue with.
Okay.
I really was a big part of Beyond the Mat. I mean, they, you know, remember the guy, director knocking on my door in Las Vegas at the Silver Nugget, like the prestigious.
Right.
Silver Nugget.
Right next door to the Aluminum Nugget.
Yeah, it's just a step up. And he told me about this documentary he wanted to do. At the time, I was going to be the guy who'd had like a little taste of stardom and had, you know, lost it, you know, because I had been in WCW.
Right.
And then I was working the independents. Fortunately, things turned around. But my point of contention is that I worked with that director for, you know, for 3 years off and on.
Right.
Like, it was really a big part of my life. I haven't actually seen, I'm not putting Bloodstained Memoirs down. I just have never seen it, and it was like a 20-minute interview, which apparently made me the star of it. So,
well, I mean, you got to understand, if it had been, like, it's not like he took some guy off the street. Like Pete Doherty is not getting documentaries,
and I only reference. Yeah, let's not disrespect the Duke of Dorchester.
I only reference him because you have similar smiles.
He's from Dorchester. I'm actually in another documentary that we're filming called I Am Santa Claus.
Really?
Yeah, no joke.
Are you playing Santa Claus?
Well, I don't play him. I become him during the course of the movie. I undergo a dramatic transformation. You guys saw the photos, right?
Didn't Tim Allen do the same thing?
He put on a beard, man. I did the dyeing and everything, you know. I was like one of those guys. There's different ways of attaining the same goal in wrestling. You know, some guys are like artists, and they can, you know, they can make things an illusion.
Right.
Other guys really need to slug it out to feel the role.
Right.
So that was the same way. Like with, I needed that dying and the burning and the horrible smells. So when I woke up and put the red suit on, which was a beautiful red suit. I'll show you photos. So you know, I'm not kidding. Unless you want to Google it, Mick Foley Santa Claus. All you guys at home, go ahead and Google it. You'll see some nice photos pop up there.
Brother, were you in town tonight to do a stand-up live to do like a spoken word thing?
Sleep here. Yeah, this is kind of a spoken word. I'm shying away from calling it stand-up comedy. That way I can excuse any lack of laughter. You know,
right.
It's like that wrestler we were talking beforehand about the wrestling world. Guys will come back from a match in which they elicit no response whatsoever and then look the other guys in the eye and go, "Did you see that? I had that silent heat out there, like silent heat." Like
they were dumbfounded by, mesmerized by your.
I couldn't cheer a boo. They were just so into it. I do. The stories tend to be funny. I can get serious from time to time. We did fans who come. They love to ask the questions. So we do the question and answer. And obviously, if it's a serious question, you know, it won't be a laugh out loud answer. But in the end, I almost always hurdle over people's low expectations, so it's a happy night.
Let me ask you the one question that everybody always has on their lips when they talk about Mick Foley. What the hell is wrong with you?
That's not the question I was expecting.
What is wrong with you? Why would you do what you have done for so long to your body and to your face and to... Jesus, man, what's wrong with you?
Psychologically... Physically?
Have you ever actually been psychologically evaluated for what you do? I mean, you've got to have a sadist streak of some sort in you.
No, I'm not. No one gets into wrestling without some unresolved issues.
Right.
I mean, I needed total strangers to cheer for me, you know, while I engaged in a form of fantasy warfare.
And you went above and beyond
Yeah, I did,
what most people would do to try to elicit attention.
I was I thrived on the reactions, you know, and I loved it. Loved going places, getting those reactions. I wish I'd found out earlier rather than later that getting laughter could be as satisfying as making people wince. Or, you know, when I was younger, I told the story at the Hall of Fame. They only showed the edited version. I said I did a leap off my my bed onto a stuffed animal. And back in the days of 1983, you either had that, like, if you wanted to videotape something or film it,
right,
you either had to have almost like a Batman's type of belt, utility belt full of batteries, because each battery lasts about 5 minutes.
Right.
Or you had the 8mm camera, which needed a lot of light thrown into the room. So we were shooting with an 8mm camera. And honestly, it was the first time that any females had flocked down to room 317 at Fitzgerald Hall in Cortland to see what all the fuss was. And right before I took off, I took a little swig of red food coloring.
Right.
As I hit the leap on the stuffed animal, I spat the mixture out. And I just remember vividly one girl going, "That's the most disgusting thing I've ever seen." And I just vividly remember thinking, I've got to get more of that, like, as soon as possible.
And that's where Mick Foley's legend began, in Cortland, New York?
Yeah, yep, thriving on making people a little bit uneasy.
All right, can you stick around? I want to get into more of this stuff, but I want to get some music out of the way. We're not really much of a talk station.
You got it, man.
So we'll talk just a little bit and one more segment, and then we'll get you out of here, right?
Sounds good.
Excellent.
I've got
Valley's original rock station, 93.3 KDKB Rocks, Arizona, with Foo Fighters, joined by wrestling legend, Hall of Famer, by the way. Congratulations, Mick Foley, on making it into the WWE Hall of Fame, which I would assume is the most prestigious Hall of Fame in all of professional wrestling.
Yes. With all due respect to the Hall of Fame in Amsterdam, New York, it is. You know, the difference is, you know, I went to their reception, and it was at the Best Value Inn in Amsterdam, and not knocking the good people at Best Value Inn, and this one is at Madison Square Garden. Honestly, I had asked a ticket broker I knew for like 10 tickets that he gets me at face value.
Wait, you had to pay for tickets to your own?
Well, I knew I'd get a certain amount of comps, but I'm from New York, so I knew a place would be rocking with Foley friends and family.
Right.
And he said, you know how much they are? I was like, what, like 30? And they went for like 125, 150 to hear speeches. So I thought I'd be by myself there. And
someone got paid.
Rumor is they took a big hit by doing the Garden, because it's so expensive to rent. If they had done it at the Izod Center, they would have made a fortune, but they wanted to have it for the sake of the prestige and the history. You know, it's funny, because I sat on the floor at the Garden, right courtside, two seats away from Spike Lee and Ben Stiller on the other side. And I said to my daughter, I've never been this close. She goes, yeah, we did it at a Nets game. And I was like, it's not the same thing. Like, it's not the same thing. You know, there's something special. I'd say it's Madison Square Garden and Stand Up Live neck and neck for that place.
Nice
in my heart.
Job. That was well done. It was nice
Stand
how you plugged
live,
that.
Especially, what, 8 p.m.? 8 p.m.
There you go. Yeah. So Mick Foley is in town. He's doing a spoken word tour. Some of it will be funny. Some of it will touch you in not inappropriate places. It's Stand Up Live. You can check out standuplive.com. Mick, thank you for taking time to come out with us. And next time you're in town, would you please stop by and we can, because I want to go over some wrestling stories. I know you're rushed. You got to do a whole bunch of stuff.
Yes.
Such as the life of a social butterfly.
Will do. And, if people are on the fence, trust me, I'm not coming all the way out here to suck, all right? That's not something I would do to you.
Well, I mean, you've had years and years of practicing your speeches. Oh, by the way, who wins in a spoken word duel, you or Mike Tyson?
Well, Mike and Spike Lee write the whole thing for him.
And his wife is like, she's like calling the shots in his ear.
Yeah. I haven't seen, I can't say, but I was trying to get WWE to do the same type of thing. And all I wanted to do is throw the cover of the USA Life section down on Vince's desk and say, Vince McMahon, and say, if we can't do a better spoken word show, a word show than
it's
Mike
ludicrous.
Tyson, we're
It'd be
in trouble.
Completely ludicrous.
I try to make it different for every night. I have a couple of basic stories that I will make like set pieces.
Right.
Just started this new set a couple months ago. So I'm out there, and I love the idea of like the, having the potential to fail. And sometimes I'll go out there and fail on purpose, which is fun. But
because so you can get that silent heat.
A silent heat, you know, yeah, shock and awe. That's what we try to do. But I don't shock. It's really a it's a warmth. There is a warmth, believe it or not, to the shows. They're fun. They are warm, and they're a little bit R-rated. So it's good that it's no kids, but. People will enjoy themselves if they give it a try.
You remind me of the Ice Cube of professional wrestling in such that you started out as being one of the hated, most disgusting, despicable human beings in the world, and now you're a Disney character and loved by everybody.
I look at the old, they have a DVD. I didn't come here to plug my DVD,
but you might as well.
April 16th.
There you go.
But looking at that, I was like, man, it was in the eyes, you know, when you're, you know, I used to tell myself when I was in Japan doing all that crazy stuff that I was doing it because I had two kids and a mortgage, and I'd look at the video real carefully. I'd look at my eyes and be like, you can't fake that type of enthusiasm, you know? Like, there was something about wrapping my arm in barbed wire and dropping it on someone's, you know, throat that was gratifying.
Did you just PG rate that? Because you dropped it on something else, didn't you?
I was actually going to go with esophagus, and I, that's I don't want to flaunt the fact that I'm a New York Times number one bestseller here. So,
why would you do that?
Just want to keep it, you know. All right, listen, I better go.
All right, there you go. StandUpLive.com. You want to get your ticket information. Mick Foley, you have a website people can check out so they can go get your DVD?
RealMickFoley.com.
There you go. Thank you so much for taking
time,
man. You're a good sport.
You got it.
You notice I said that so they wouldn't beat my ass? I know where my bread's buttered. It's 93.3.